This brought the Shah to power, with the monarchy assuming complete control in 1963 and turning Iran into a client state of the United States. Thousands of Iranians, perhaps millions, died during the repressive rule of the Shah and his brutal Savak secret police. The Shah was finally forced out in 1979 by the Ayatollah Khomeini, who quickly became the United States' latest foreign enemy, despite the fact that he had been on the CIA payroll while living in Paris. The Shah was granted asylum in the United States, and a medieval version of Islam took control over Iran, which by 2007 was again a targeted enemy. In 1954, the CIA toppled the popularly elected government of Jacobo Arbenz in Guatemala, which had nationalized United Fruit property. Prominent American government officials, such as former CIA Director Walter Bedell Smith, then CIA Director Alan Dulles, Secretary of State for Inter-American Affairs John Moores Cabot, and Secretary of State John Foster Dulles were all closely related to United Fruit. An estimated 120,000 Guatemalan peasants died in the resulting military dictatorships. Fidel Castro, with covert aid from the CIA, overthrew the military dictatorship of Fulgencio Batista in 1959 and instituted sweeping land, industrial, and educational reforms, as well as nationalizing American businesses. He was swiftly labeled a communist, and the CIA organized anti-Castro Cubans, which resulted in numerous attacks on Cuba and the failed Bay of Pigs invasion in 1961. The island nation has been the object of U.S. economic sanctions since that time. In 1965, more than 3,000 persons died in the wake of an invasion of the Dominican Republic by U.S. Marines. The troops ostensibly were sent to prevent a communist takeover, although later it was admitted that there had been no proof of such an attempt. Also in 1965, the United States began the bombing of North Vietnam after President Lyndon B. Johnson proclaimed the Civil War there an aggression by the North. 2 years later, American troop strength in Vietnam had grown to 380,000, and soon after, climbed to more than 500,000. U.S. dead by the end of that Asian war totaled some 58,000, with casualties to the Vietnamese, both North and South, running into the millions. In 1973, the elected government of Salvador Allende in Chile was overthrown by a military coup aided by the CIA.